Afrofuturism is a philosophy that touches music, literature, film, and fine arts, looking at the past for linkages. In music, for example, Sun Ra planted his flag firmly in the future in the 1950s, followed by George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic in the 70s. And the beat goes on. Afrofuturism is a term coined in the early 90s. Encompassing multiple art forms, it's a largely joyful exploration of black culture, technology, and imagination with a good dose of science fiction.
Some of these early theorists were saying, well, isn't that what slavery was about?
Writer, cultural critic David Goldberg is advisor for the Honolulu Museum's upcoming Afrofuturist shindig.
Like if you're kidnapped from Africa and transported through this super hellish middle passage and then you're given nothing when you arrive in the so-called New World, isn't everything you do at that point some kind of science fiction?
It's sort of like writing science fiction from the point of view of already having been part of an alien abduction.
Right, absolutely. No, that's an excellent way to put it. They're all, in a way, responding to like what happened with European expansion and the creation of these global markets, right? Because what was perfected on black people became the way we treat capitalism treats everyone.
In the days of the Funkopus, the concept of specially designed Afro knots.
You know, we need better visions of the future so that it means something different, right? If you think about slavery as alien abduction, then you have access to a different way of looking at that. Because suddenly, maybe it's not the same kind of victimhood. In 1972, like, you know, hey, so you know what's going on in the Bronx right now? Like, these kids are, like, wiring up their sound systems to the park lights. And they're not just playing records. They have, like, two records. And they're, like, moving the record back and forth. And they're, like, they're scratching the record. And they're making rhythms out of, like, the records. And they're playing double copies. And when they start dancing, the kids are spinning on their heads. I mean, does that not sound like science fiction? That is the birth of hip-hop.
But what is an Afrofuturist party like? HMA's Art After Dark is reliably one of Honolulu's best parties. And for this one, DJs will be spinning Sun Ra and George Clinton through Janelle Monáe and Drexia. Significantly, however, this will be a silent disco. People will be gyrating with headphones on, wirelessly tuned into several different DJs. Art After Dark board member Eddie Kwan has seen a silent disco. What does it feel like to dance under these circumstances, Eddie?
You know, honestly, it's very liberating. Because if you close your eyes, you feel like in your shower. And when you open them, there's a certain liberation of freedom of just being surrounded by other people that are sort of losing themselves in the music.
My job was to make sure it's not rainbow Afro wigs and mirror glasses, right? So.
Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.